Das Chazar ist echt nicht über Chesken Schnagel, wenn wir hören, dass die Wamme ist auf Samach Beis. Mensch, der Beshame Arm Mishnei ist ein Chorm. Beshame learned this out from Moshe, who had only had two sons and still separated from his wife. Beis Hillel learned their view from Brias Oilam, where Hashem created one man, one woman. Beshame doesn't learn from creation because at creation it had to be a male and a female in order to populate the world. Beis Hillel doesn't learn from Moshe because this is one of the three things that Moshe did in seeming contrast to Allah, contradiction to Allah, but yet Hashem agreed with him each time. The three times are as follows. Number one, he permanently separated from his wife. Moshe Dashne Kav Chorm, he said, if the Yidden who are getting spoken to Vishkan only once, and they know exactly when that conversation was going to take place, yet they had to separate from their wives. Moshe, who constantly spoke to Shekhinah and did not have a set time when it was going to take place, surely must separate from his wife. We see that Hashem agreed with him because after Mount Torah, Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden to return to the tents. Shuv lachem le'aleichem. And then Hashem told Moshe, but v'ata poi amoidi modi, stay here with me. So you see that he had to remain separate. Hashem agreed with him to stay separate. Also, Hashem told Aaron and Miriam that Moshe acted properly by separating from his wife, because he constantly and directly spoke to the Shekhinah. Next thing is he broke the luchas. Moshe said that the carbon Pesach, which is only one mitzvah, may not be eaten by someone who does not keep the Torah, then the luchas, which represents Gans Kol HaTorah Kula, definitely can't be accepted by Yidden who worship the eagle. Therefore, he broke the luchas. We see that Hashem agreed with him because Hashem told Moshe, take the broken luchas and put them in the Aaron. The pasuk says Asher Shibarto. Thank you for Yashikoyach that you broke them. Next is he ate an extra day of separation before Matan Torah. Moshe Dashen the Pasuk, Hashem said, Hayoimu Mocher. Today and tomorrow. Moshe said the Pasuk was comparing today to tomorrow, just like tomorrow is a full 24-hour period. So today has to be a full 24-hour period. And therefore, the day that the commandment happened, that Hashem told him that, which took place in the morning, was already after the night. Therefore, he has to add another day, which can be another full 24-hour period, besides these 2 days. Therefore, Moshe added another day. We see that Hashem agreed with this, because the Shekhinah did not rest on Har Sinai until Shabbos, the day after the additional day of separation instituted by Moshe. Bryce says, Rabbi Nosson said that Beishama, he say a person is obligated to have two sons and two daughters, and Beishul say one son and one daughter. Another Bryce says, Rabbi Nosson says that Beishama, he say the obligation is to have one son and one daughter, and Beishul say it's either a son or a daughter. He has contributed to the habitation of the world. If a guy had children and then converted, Rabbi Yechanan says he has fulfilled the mitzvah to have children, he physically had children. Rabbi Shlokesh said, no, he has not yet fulfilled the obligation, because since a guy, they follow their views from elsewhere, where Rabbi Yechanan says that if a guy converts after having children, then next son born will not have the status of Bechor for inheritance because he already has children. Rish Lakish says that the next son born does get the status of Bechor because the convert is considered to be a new person. It's necessary to have both machloikas and wife. We just have the first one. We would say Rabbi Yechanan says there he has to fulfill the obligation since goyim are also commanded to have children. But with regard to Bechor, he would agree with Rish Lakish. If you only have the second machloikas, we would say that Rish Lakish only says as he does there since goyim don't have the laws of inheritance. But with regard to the obligation to have children, we're going to have the obligation as well. Maybe to agree with Rabbi Yechanan, that's why you need both machloikas. In fact, Rabbi Yechanan asked, we find the pasuk that says a goy does have lineage, which suggests that children of the goy are still considered to be his children. Sfer and Rish Lakish answers that while he's a goy, they're considered to be his children. However, after he converts, they're no longer considered to be his children, so he has to have more children. Rav said, all agree that slaves are not considered to have lineage based on the pasuk that compares them to donkeys. We find a pasuk that gives lineage to a slave. So Ayat Shver, so Rabbi Achabah Yaakov said, if this, it says the slave had sons, meant in the way that one says about an animal, oh, this animal had offspring, that slave had offspring. But it was not giving proper lineage, proper status of lineage. Abraisa says, if one had children who died in his lifetime, Rahuna says he has still fulfilled the obligation, since he brought neshamas into the world, which is one of the reasons to have children. Rabbi Yochanan said that he has not. Nebuch, he's left over nobody to inhabit the world, so he has to have more children. Abraisa says, grandchildren are also considered to be children. It seems to say that without grandchildren, if a person's children have died, he is not considered to have had children for the purpose of the obligation. So Gemara, the Brisa is discussing using the grandchildren to complete the number of children required to fulfill the obligation. Gemara, Brisa says if a child dies who cannot have children, the father has not fulfilled his obligation. This is a tiyufta, Rav Huna. Abaye thought to say that a grandson can take the place of a son, granddaughter can take the place of a daughter for this obligation, and even a grandson can take the place of a daughter, but he wasn't sure if a granddaughter can take the place of the requirement to have a son. Rava told him that she definitely can, because he has accomplished leaving people to inhabit the world. In fact, everyone seemed to agree that two grandchildren from one child would not suffice, and it could only take the place of that one child. Yet we find that Rav Sheshes told the Rabbanon that he fulfilled the mitzvah by having grandchildren from his daughter. You see, even from one child, having multiple children is enough. Rav Sheshes was actually trying to stop the Rabbanon from telling him to remarry. That's why he used that as an excuse, but even though that may not be the halacha. Rabbi Bar Mori, how do we know this concept that grandchildren are considered to be like children? It can't be from the fact that Lavan referred to his grandchildren as his children, because that's what he just meant, that they came from his daughters who Yaakov had worked for. The Mori says, we learn it from the psukim that refer to the people of Yehuda Yehuda as having come from the Shevet Menashe. It must be that they were as coming from Menashe himself. It must be that they were referred to as such because their grandfather came from Menashe. Zakmar Mishnah says that if one already had children, he may stop trying to have more children. This doesn't follow Rabbi Yeshua, who says based on the pasuk that although a person had children when he was young, he should have more when he's older. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk refers to learning Torah and acquiring Talmidim, and teaches that although a person learned and had Talmidim when he was young, he should try to learn more and get more Talmidim when he's older. We find that Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim who all died in one time period, of course, this period that we're in right now, of Sfira, because they didn't treat each other with proper respect. He then went and taught Torah to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shemua, and they upheld Torah at that time. Rabbi Yossi says that they all died, all these Talmidim, 12,000 Talmidim, died between Pesach and Shuas, and died the terrible death of Askara. Rav Masna said that the Halacha Taka follows Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Tamchum in the name of Chanan Loi says, based on Pesukim, a person does not have a wife and lives without happiness, without brachah, without good. In Eretz Yisrael, they added that such a person lives without Torah and without a protective wall. Rav Bar Ula added he lives without peace. Rav Shulman Levi said, if one knows his wife is a Yer Shemayim, and yet he doesn't keep his own obligation with her, he's called to be a sinner in the Pesuk. Rav Shulman Levi said, one must be with his wife before he embarks on a journey. Rav Braisa says, if one loves his wife like he does himself, he honors her more than he honors himself. And one who brings up his children in a proper path and marries them off in the beginning of adulthood, short that he will live in peace. One who loves his neighbors, and one who is close with his relatives, and one who marries his sister's daughter, and one who lends money to a poor person when he's in need will be answered by Hashem when he calls out.